okay, year two at Michael Faraday School, and we have some very, very poetic English work to share. And so I have a couple of friends who are very proudly having their work in front of them. First of all, madam, your name?
My greetings to you. My name is Leia.
We have Leia, and with Leia we have...
Hello, my name is Ethan.
Brilliant. As you can hear, two very confident year two Michael Faraday pupils. Leia, let's start so first with you. What is our new book we've been reading with Elspeth in year two?
The Owl and the Pussycat.
It's a quite a well-known book. Maybe people might get a little bit confused. So, Ethan, can you perhaps explain briefly what happens in the story, please?
Once upon a time, there was like...
Who are the main characters? There's...
The Owl and the Pussycat.
And what do they do? What's a, the funny thing, the strange thing that they do? Leia, can you help?
They go to sea on a pea green boat, and so they bring honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note, and so they go on a honeymoon, which some people go on when they get married, and so they get married and they find a piggy wood standing in a wood, and so they were, before that they were wondering how they were going to get the ring, and then the pig has a ring.
Right. So that's a really, really good description.
And then they get married the next day by a turkey on the hill.
You have been paying attention, Leah. That's fantastic. And Ethan, what is special about this kind of book? It's not really... It's a proper storybook. How would you describe it? It's got a special name that starts with a P.
Poem.
Well, it's a poem, isn't it? Which means it's got some rhyming words in. So, Ethan, can you put you on the spot here? Can you think of maybe two rhyming words that we can hear in the story?
Honey and money.
Honey and money. And they rhyme, they sound very, very similar. Now, we have produced some brilliant, amazing written work in year two based around this book. And I think Leah and Ethan are very keen to share these. And so, these have been written, a series, really, of questions and answers. Because it's such a strange story, we wanted to find out a little bit more about what the owl's doing, what the pussycat's doing. So the pupils have thought of some questions and some answers. So maybe Leah, if you'd like to share yours first.
How long did you take to get there? It took 3 days to get there. Did you bring any presents home or souvenirs? No, we did not. Why did you bring money to buy the piggywig's ring? What did you do? What did you eat when you were married? Mince and quince.
Wonderful. So it's Leah there using your own imagination and using the story that we're now familiar with, and then you're thinking a little bit more about what's happening in the story. And also Ethan, so what we thought, we discussed in class, we thought your work was amazing because you wrote some commentary in yours and you had a few things in brackets, such as when you found things were quite funny. Would you like to read yours out, please, in your best speaking voice?
What did you eat on the boat? Then the pussycat said, chicken and chips. Then the owl giggled, and the owl said, we ate honey. And I said, who got the ring? The pussycat did, said the owl. I said, who got you married? The owl and pussycat said, the turkey.
Wonderful. And so Ethan has got some wonderful directions in there with his work, which explains what's going off. A final question for Leah. So what is your favourite part, your funniest part? What do you really like most about The Owl and the Pussycat?
What I like most about The Owl and the Pussycat is...
Is it a kind of story which you think happens in real life?
No. So it's like, I like it because we also wrote down why owls and pussycats wouldn't be friends and why they would be, so...
But it's quite nice to think that an owl and a pussycat can actually be friends.
Yeah,
so it's a very happy story. Okay, well maybe end there. There's some wonderful ideas that have been shared. So thank you to Leia and Ethan from Year 2 Elspeth class at Michael Faraday. All right, bye-bye.
Bye!